And there were so many pictures, it was difficult to narrow it in to just a few from each one of our events. But it has been so wonderful to be able to gather in person again and just to enjoy each other's company and enjoy the presence of the Lord. It's been a good year. Tell your neighbor it's been a good year. And tell him it's only going to get better from this point. It's just getting better. It's getting better. So at this time, we are so thankful to have Apostle Leon Walters with us. And he has faithfully helped to oversee the work here. He is the man that we are accountable to at Christian International. And we meet every other month. And we are just so thankful for his insight and his wisdom and his help as we continue to grow the church here in Elkhart, Indiana. And so God adds to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. Amen. That's what the word says. So we thank God for every addition that he has brought. And as you looked at those pictures, you know, I always say if everyone showed up at the same time that calls River of Life their home, we would have a full house. But people come in off and on all year long. And so while they're here, you try and grab a picture of them so you remember what they look like. But we love our family, and people are doing the best that they can. And so pray for the River of Life family and all those who are connected to us. Each member is valuable. Each member is valuable. And there's always a place for them at the table. To remember that this is a place where you belong and there's a place for you at the table. And so we're just so thankful that Apostle Leon is here today. And before he ministers, we're going to go ahead and receive an offering for him. So if the Lord put it in your heart to sow an offering into the man of God's life, now is the time to get that ready. And we're just so thankful for the wisdom and the revelation and the spirit of God that rests upon him. He blesses us every time he comes into this territory. And last night he released a powerful word over this territory, over the church, and over the ministers that were here. We had several churches represented, several ministers that we have labored with for years. I mean, some of us started our churches around the same time, and we just keep pioneering here in this Elkhart, Indiana, South Bend territory. And it was a powerful word of what God's doing right now. And you see, that's why we gather together, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church right now. It's a right now word. Tell your neighbor it's right now. It's right now. And so he's going to get ready to bring that word. But we want to sow into the man of God's life this morning. So just hold up your offering and let's bless the offering. Father, we thank you for the offering. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to sow into Apostle Leon's life and ministry. Lord, we just thank you, Father, that you, oh Lord, bless the seed as it is sown today and bless the hands that give it. And we pray for success for each one of these families, each person represented here today, Lord. As we sow and give into your kingdom, we thank you, Lord, that you sow and give into our lives so that we can give some more. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. So just bring your offering forward. And as you're doing that, smile at somebody. Say hello to someone you don't know. And it's just good to be in the house of the Lord in fellowship this morning. Good to see all of your faces. And Apostle Leon's getting ready to come when you're ready for him. He is vice president of Christian International and has served alongside Dr. Bill Hammond for years. And Dr. Bill Hammond is the father of the prophetic. And we've known this group for several years, more than 26. But we were ordained about 26 years ago by Bishop down in Florida. And we so appreciate Christian International and the integrity of the ministers that are connected. And the relationship that we have with them. And so at this time, let's stand and honor the man of God. And at this time, Apostle Leon Walters from Versailles, Indiana.
Amen. Give a hand to the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Look at somebody and say, he's worth it all. Look at somebody and say, he's worthy of it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get my voice in tune with my microphone this morning here. Praise God. It's just an honor to be here with you and those that are online with us as well. And however, we're joining together this morning. And I always enjoy hearing Brother Gabe take the offering, you know.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He gets me stirred up with the offering. Hallelujah. I said, do you have him preach often? A real preacher anointing upon him. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we're going to have a good time this morning. I've already had a good time. I don't know about you, but I enjoy the time of worship. You know, you can be in churches or some places where we try to make a perfection of worship. And it's the true worshipers of heart and spirit. Amen. That brings down the glory, brings in the anointing. Amen. And I could feel the spirit of worship, you know, here this morning. And so that always refreshes my soul and excites me. Amen. Let's give a hand for your pastors. Praise God. Amen. The leaders of this house, Dr. Janet and Leonard. Amen. For the hard work that you have done over all these years. And she's saying that we ordained them about 26 years ago, something in that area. I've been in Versailles for 30 years now, going on 31, and when we ordained them. But to be a part of our network means that you're a part of probably close to 900 churches in the United States, you know, from California to New York to Miami to Maine and all the areas in between. Amen. And these are all churches, like here at the River, amen, that believe in the present truth, amen, the prophetic, the apostolic. Amen. We believe in the restoration, that God's restoring all things. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. Amen. That the anointing of God is upon every believer. And that's the vision of this house, is to see every believer stirred not only with excitement of the Holy Spirit, but activated in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so you're a part of that great company of apostles and prophets, and internationally, probably 5,000 churches and ministers, you know, throughout the world. Amen. And so you're a part of a powerful network. And what's interesting is that you're your own autonomy. Amen. So Christian National, there's not an ownership of anything. Every church has its own autonomy. So you've got thousands of churches coming together of their own autonomy and saying, you know what? We're going to blend our visions. We're going to blend our relationship. We're going to blend our faith. Amen. And we're going to impact the world. Amen. And so I've been a part of Christian International for almost 45 years now. And but just to see the birthing of Christian International, before we had any churches, we didn't have any churches really until about 1995. We didn't have any churches really before that time, but it was during the prophetic movement, you know, that God began to bring people of like heart, like faith, like vision together, amen, and we begin to discover each other, amen. So Christian International is kind of a discovery network. We've discovered one another and blended all the different visions together, and the River is certainly a main part of that vision, amen. I want to just jump into the Word and share, and I'm challenged in my spirit this morning, and we're going to be ministering again tonight, but I'm challenged in my spirit this morning to minister to our leadership. You say, why the leadership? Because just during the communion, I felt the Lord just speak in my spirit. He said, when I pray for the leadership, you know, what am I going to say? I have no idea. But when I pray for the leadership, you know, that long after I'm gone, the leadership will continue to minister throughout the year, and the anointing and the word that God releases to any of the leadership will flow all the way down to the rest of the body. Amen. And so we need to get excited about seeing our leaders blessed you know, as well as us. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. And so I'm going to break into a topic this morning, and we'll make this part one of part two tonight, but a supernatural breakthrough. Say supernatural breakthrough. Supernatural. I believe that we're in a time of the supernatural. Amen. And there are supernatural signs, wonders, and miracles, you know, which should be the activation or the demonstration of every believer. Amen. Should be demonstrating the supernatural. But what I was hearing in my spirit was supernatural breakthrough. In other words, breaking through the place that you're in, breaking through the barrier that you're up against, breaking through the hard place that you don't know how to get through. Amen. Supernatural breakthrough, amen, removes every limitation that would try to keep you in the place that you're in. And God said, I'm a supernatural God. Amen. And this is the time of supernatural breakthrough. And tell you what my faith is this morning. I'm believing for a miracle to go before you even leave this building. Yeah. Amen. That the word, as you receive the word in your heart, the Bible said as we mix our faith, as we apply our faith, amen, as we apply our faith to the word, amen, then the word begins to work. Amen. But the word is going before you. Say it's going before me. Amen. The word is going before you, and the word will work for you, I believe, today. Amen. Because the Bible says that we end up with lack because of the lack of knowledge. In other words, we end up with lack, we end up desperate, we end up, you know, I say on the backside of the desert, you know, but when we have knowledge of something, amen, then we can move mountains. Amen. When you have knowledge of something, you can decree a thing. You can overpower a thing. You can outrun a thing. Amen. You can be bigger than a thing. Amen. Once we have knowledge of the supernatural power of the Lord God. Amen. But the supernatural is necessary that we understand that supernatural is not bound by natural laws. Amen. So when we begin to think about the supernatural, it breaks beyond natural laws, the laws of science, the laws of aerodynamics, the law of humanism, the law of human reasoning. The supernatural surpasses all natural laws. Amen. So I believe that God is shaking his church and awaking up the church, the body of Christ. Amen. That we begin to think in the supernatural realm and not just the natural realm. Because the natural realm, amen, will hold you in limitation by what you know, but the supernatural works outside of natural understanding. I don't know about you, but I'm desiring to get into that place of the supernatural, amen, because the natural has held me captive too long. Everybody say too long. Amen. And God is breaking us out of the natural and into the supernatural. Amen. For example, God spoke to the cosmos in the very beginning, Genesis chapter 1. And I was rereading that yesterday. A very exciting chapter. It's good to go back and reread because you forget what it says. Amen. But God spoke to the cosmos. In other words, he spoke to nothing, Dr. Janet, and he created everything. Come on. So evidence that it doesn't take anything natural, amen, for the supernatural to work. Amen. The supernatural works outside of our natural reasoning and our natural understanding. But God spoke to everything that was not, and he spoke to those things that was not as though they were. Come on now. And they came into being, and God said, wow, that's good. Look at somebody say, you're going to say, that's good. Come on, why? Because you're going to see the supernatural, amen, faith, the supernatural working of God in your personal life, amen? Elijah, interesting, in 1 Kings 18, Elijah speaking, you know, to break the drought upon the land. Amen? So, yeah, no natural resources. There's nothing, you know, you can't fly something in the air. You can't salt the air with anything. You can't create the rain. You can't stop the rain. Amen. But here's Elijah, amen, speaking in a supernatural perspective, amen, and bringing an end to the drought upon the land. Amen? And I believe God is empowering the church as we will release our faith, amen, to speak those things that are not as though they are, amen, that this will be a supernatural season, a supernatural breakthrough, and you're going to see the glory, amen, despite the circumstance, despite the place you're in, despite the trial that you've had to go through, amen, there's a supernatural breakthrough. And if you can enter into that realm, come on now, then that puts an end to all of the natural bondages. Come on now. Jesus turning the water into wine in John chapter 1, amen, was the first miracle that were evidenced in the scripture that Jesus performed, amen, but he took nothing. He took water. He took the natural, come on now, and the supernatural surpasses the natural, and he speaks to the water, and guess what? The water becomes wine. Come on. You know, as I was rereading that this morning, you know, just to recount that, the Bible actually says is that, you know, Jesus prayed. Come on now. Now he said, now take some water out of the vessel. But by the time the water got to the master of the house, it was new wine. Say supernatural. Amen. God will surpass the natural laws, amen, to create the supernatural. You know, what's interesting is that scripture is that, you know, Jesus, when he heard the need of, they was short of wine for the marriage and for the wedding, for the, you know, the, hallelujah, the celebration of the wedding, and here they are, they run out of wine, and, you know, Mary, the mother of Jesus, is telling Jesus, here's a need, Jesus. Here is an opportunity for a miracle. How do you remember what Jesus' response was? It's not my time yet. This is not my time. You know, it's the power of the voice of a mother is very powerful. I can remember my mama's voice in my life many, many times. I can remember my wife's voice in my life many, many times. Amen. But the power and the authority that was in her voice, you know, is basically saying, Jesus, it is your time. But she actually speaks to the disciples and she says, listen closely to everything that he says and do whatever he says. Come on now. Look at somebody say, this is your time. Come on now, we're going to surpass the natural and we're going to enter into the supernatural breakthrough. Come on now. I pray that when you are confronted against your mountain, amen, that you will surpass that mountain and you will activate the supernatural. And I like the song that we've been singing. Even though I can't see it, it's working. Even though I can't feel it, it's working. Come on now. Look at somebody say, it's working. It's working. It's working. Even though you can't see it, you have to know in your spirit that it is working. A supernatural healing or a miracle in your body. He's a supernatural God. Come on now. And he can do a supernatural act or a supernatural working in your body. The supernatural thinks outside of the human mindset. I'm afraid that we get locked into our mindset of what we understand and then we begin to reason faith. Come on now. To try to figure out how to make it work. But God says, amen, if you'll just step into the supernatural, because my thoughts are superior, my thoughts are higher than the way that you're thinking. Come on, in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, amen, God is giving basically a discourse, amen, on his thoughts and his ways that he's speaking to those. And he says that my thoughts and my ways supersede your thoughts and your ways. I was preaching that in Miami, Florida here some years ago. And while I was preaching, God began to speak to me. Come on. While I was preaching, now he always talked to us while we're preaching. But this time, he was talking about something different than what I was saying. And to be honest with you, I'm task-oriented, but I'm not that task-oriented. Amen. But what God was doing is he was trying to get my attention, because I was talking about how great is his thoughts, how great is his ways. His ways are so much higher and so much greater than our ways and our thoughts. And he said, wait a minute. He said, the way you are saying that, you are making my thoughts and my ways unattainable. Come on. He says, I'm the good father. Say, he's the good father. He said, my thoughts and my ways are very attainable. Come on now. He said, I'm just bringing you up out of your way of thinking and coming up to my way of thinking. Come on, that's what I'm speaking to you about this morning in supernatural breakthrough, is coming out of the natural mindset and beginning to allow the supernatural mindset, amen, to begin to operate in you and through you. Look at somebody say, it's a new day. Amen. So God said supernatural breakthrough, amen, that will reposition you. Say reposition. And I believe that's where we are at. Here at the river, in the church, and in the body of Christ. God said breakthrough that will reposition you for such a time as this. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrew, or on your iPad or your telephone or however you get there. Personally, I like Bibles. Whew. You say, why? Because I can mark it and it won't erase. It doesn't go to the cloud and get lost. All right. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12. And let's land here for just a moment. And I'll begin reading in verse 25. He says, see that you do not refuse him who speaks from heaven. Say that with me, will you? See that you do not refuse him who speaks from heaven. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Speaking about the voice of God. Now the prelude to this in previous scriptures, you know, is defining the glory of God, the power of God, the manifest presence of God. But then he's bringing this assignment and he says, but do not refuse the voice of heaven, him who speaks, God, that is speaking from heaven, because we understand that Israel refused the voice of the Lord, and whatever God told them, it just seemed to be a rebellious nature that tried to reverse them from hearing the voice of God. Come on. I just break any rebellious nature in Elkhart or in the church that would prevent us from being able to hear the clarity of the voice of God. Look at somebody say, you need to hear God. You don't just need to hear God through the preaching and through the teaching. You need to be able to hear God every day of your life. You need to be able to hear God in your workplace. You need to be able to hear God, amen, in your automobile. You need to be able to hear God in your home. There are places in your life where you need to hear the voice of God. Come on. But see, there was a time in Israel where Israel just refused the voice of God, and God is speaking to us here, and he said, do not refuse him who speaks from heaven, amen, because those that did not escape, you know, because they would not hear the voice of God, he said, don't you be guilty of the same thing. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he's promised, saying, yet once more, say once more. And I believe we're in the once more right now. I believe in our network. I believe here at the river. I believe in Elkhart. I believe wherever there are people that are listening to the voice of God, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Come on. Part of the prophetic word that I released last night was that God is shaking the heavens. Come on now. You need to stir up your expectation, because God is going to shake heaven over your household. God is going to shake heaven over your marriage. God is going to shake heaven over your finances. God is going to shake heaven over your vision, over your dream. Come on now. He said, I have shaken earth, but now I'm going to shake heaven. How many of you know we've been through a tremendous shaking? I'm not speaking to one of you this morning that has not been in the last 3 years, 4 years, through a tremendous shaking in your life. We've been through a shaking as a family. We've been through a shaking as a nation. We've been through a shaking in our government. We've been through a shaking in our military. We're in a shaking in the church. Come on now. And we're in a shaking personally where we have been shaken. Amen. And he is speaking here in verse 12. In verse 27, I like 12, that's good. Did y'all catch that, 12? That means 27, 27, all right. He said, now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of those things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Come on, look at somebody and say, praise God, you're still here. Come on, you've been through a shaking, and there's been a shaking down, and there's been a shaking out, and there's been a breaking up. Come on now. But God said those things that could be removed have been removed. But God said the things that are unmovable, they are solid on the inside of you. Come on, I want to decree over the vision of this house. Come on now, that the vision of this house is solid. Come on, we're in a rebranding mode in America where we're rebranding everything. But listen, you don't just rebrand the vision. You've got to hear God on a vision. Come on now. God gives a vision and God changes not. And he doesn't just change his mind because you're going through a hard place. Come on, some of you have been going through a very difficult place, a very trying place of your life right now. Come on now. But he is still God. Come on now. And he said, I've shaken the earth and I've shaken everything that can be shaken. But he said, but now I will shake heaven. Come on, I want to release that as a prophetic decree over the river this morning. Amen. And God said, I'm shaking heaven over you. Come on, don't you look for the supernatural breakthrough based on what you see. Come on, speak those things that are not as though they are and believe it in your heart. Amen. Follow the pattern that was laid in the scripture with Father Abraham. Come on now. He overcame. Amen. Amen. Because of his faith. Amen. Because he believed God. Because he believed the word of God. I don't know about you, but in this chapter of my life, I so want to believe the word of God. Come on now. Anything that tries to create doubt, anything that tries to create unbelief, whether it's a hard place or a circumstances or whatever it is in our families, I want to be unshakable. I want to be unmovable. You know, sometimes you have to go back and read the patriarchs of old. Come on now. And how they followed the word of God and how they purposed their heart. Amen. That whatever God said, this is what we're going to do. Come on. I can look at Moses. I can look at, you know, Joshua. I can look at the fathers of the faith. Come on now. You know, they went through grieving experiences. They went through hard places and they had funerals on their way, on their journey. Come on now. But they had to pick up the pieces and they had to finish the journey. They had to finish the race. Look at somebody and say, you're a finisher. Come on, just because we go through the hard place, amen, we must stay in the race. We must keep moving forward. We must keep the faith. Come on now. Why? Because our whole journey is about eternity. Our whole journey is about the fulfillment of his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. I can tell you this, eternity won't look anything like today. Your future won't look anything like the now. Come on. So it's a time when God says supernatural breakthrough, breakthrough that will reposition in you. Come on now. So he said, once more, I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. And he said that yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken so that the things that are made, they will remain. Come on now. Therefore, since we, you, me, are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and a godly fear. This is not a time to get mad at God. This is not a time to get angry at God. This is a time to come in agreement with God. Just like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, not my will, but your will be done. If it's possible, God, let this cup pass from me. But God, if I have to bear this cup, God, not my will, but your will be done. Look at somebody and say, surrender. Come on, we're in a place of surrender where we surrender to the Word of God. We surrender to the will of God. Why? Because you're in a supernatural breakthrough season. I can tell you this by the Spirit. Things are not going to remain the way they are. These benches are not going to remain empty. Our chairs are not going to remain empty. Come on now. Your homes are going to prosper. Come on now. Where you've had loss, God is going to give you joy. Why? Because He's going to give you vision. He's going to give you a dream. He's going to reveal to you about His supernatural plans beyond the place where we're at. The things that we don't understand. God is a God of all knowledge, of all understanding. It all belongs to Him. And you just must say, God, I trust you. Say, God, I trust you. Amen. So breakthrough. We're in a time of supernatural breakthrough that will reposition you. Acts 4 and 23, you have the account of Peter and John, how that they're being released from jail after they've been beaten and after they've been falsely accused in a spirit of jealousy, you know, tried to consume them because the jealousy did not want to see the supernatural. And so they're put in jail. But you know what? They have a divine visitation. Amen. And the word of the Lord is released through that company. Amen. And guess what? They're released from prison. Look at somebody say, released. Released. Well, I just hear prophetically, God said, I'm releasing you from everything that has held you captive, everything that has been a bondage, everything that looked impossible. I'm giving you a release this morning. The Bible says they was released and they went to their own company. Can I prophesy to those that are online? Can I prophesy, amen, to ones that have come to the river and they have not come back? Can I prophesy to each one of you? Come on now. God said, this is a time of gathering. This is a time of multiplying. This is a time of deep growth and maturity, says the Lord. This is a time of war. This is a time for my church to arise and tell the devil, no more. You've got all you're going to get. You've done all you're going to do. Come on now. Today we're going to make a new score. I choose in my spirit to serve God and Him alone. Come on now. I will not serve my circumstance, but I will serve God in all of His glory. Say, I'll serve God. Amen. So Peter and John went to their own company. You need to know your company. Say, how do you know your company? You know your company because you have the same heart. You have the same spirit. You know, some things are hard to really define. Finding your own company. It's not, sometimes it's not altogether easy. You know, because the natural does not always want to align with what's right. You know, in a family, how many of you know in a family, things are not always perfect. But you remain together as a family. Why? Because you're family. You don't become a member of a church because everything's perfect. You become a member because it's your company. Because it's a family. Come on, families are joined together. Families are knitted together. Like heart, like faith, like vision. But listen, everything that you do will be put to a test. And the devil will do all that he can to try to get you out of the race that God has called you to run in. Paul commissions us, run your race and run your race well. Come on, run your race so as to win. Come on, grab your bootstraps, pull your boots up. Come on now. Get ready, amen, to run the race fully that God has called you to. Uncompromising. You know, sometimes I find myself praying crazy prayers for me. I might pray a prayer like, God, I was so foolish in my youth. God, if I could go back, I'll be 79 next in November, but God, if I could go back to when I was 55 or 60, if I could go back to when I was 35 or 40, you know, I would really do some things different now. God, I'm so sorry. I was so stupid then. Because look how much time I lost between now, then, and now. I wish that I had the spirit that I have now, then. But guess what? You have to go through a place of maturing. You have to go through a place of buffeting. You have to go through a place of loss. You have to go through a place of gain. You have to go through a place of shame. You have to go through a place of pain. Come on now. You have to go through hard places. But I hear the Lord speaking to you this morning, and it said, it's taken everything in your life. It's taken the good, the bad, the hard. It's taken the joyful. It's taken everything in your life to make you to be the man and woman that you are today. Come on, give a praise to the Lord. Give a praise to the Lord. I'm not saying that anything is easy, but I am saying that God has called us for such a time as this, and it's time for supernatural breakthrough for the river. It's time for supernatural breakthrough in your personal life. It's time for supernatural breakthrough in your business. It's time for supernatural breakthrough, amen, for the kingdom of God in Elkhart, Indiana. And it's going to happen. Say it's going to happen. Amen. You need to give all of yourselves a hand just for what we hosted last night. Amen. Bringing in a company of worshipers and a company of people that was just here to worship God. And that worship is a weapon of war that Pastor was sharing with us. Amen. Worship is a weapon of war. You cannot worship too much. Come on. But as we gathered in this house last night, we released a level of warfare that went into the heavenlies. I was sharing with Pastor, every time that we do an event, come on now, and we can gather people from the city or from far and near, and they'll come into this house. We're gathered as a company, come on now, to break the strongholds of the enemy. Some of them may have been here just to sing and just to hear and just to be a part of it. But I believe that they were all here on purpose. Come on now. Because where one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. God will give us what we need, come on now, for the spiritual warfare and to break through the heavenlies. I believe we broke through last night. Come on, we need to sustain it. We need to maintain it. Amen. We need to stay with it. Look at somebody and say, stay with it. Come on, we don't wait for an event. Come on now, we have a breakthrough. And when the door is cracked open, how many of you know, sometimes you have to just kick the door. Whoa! Praise God, I can still kick my foot. Whoa! Come on. Sometimes you need to kick the door down. Breakthrough. That will reposition you. God's repositioning you in this season for such a time as this. Say it's our time. Amen. Just lay your hands on your heart. Amen. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer after me. Father God, I choose to be a hearer of your word. And not just a hearer, but to be a doer. I choose to do your will. To be a demonstration generation here on earth. I set my eyes on you. And I refuse to look back. In my past, pain will call. Shame will call. Guilt will call. All those things will try to call from the past. But I set my eyes on you. Because you've changed my past. I'm not the person I was. I'm a new creation. In Christ Jesus. Your purpose is in me. Your will is in me. And I present myself for your power to flow through me. I choose to be a doer of your kingdom. And you said if I do that, that you'll work everything else together for my good. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Give the Lord a praise offering, can we? Give it to Pastor. Yeah.
All right. We're going to ask praise team if they'll come on out today. And we thank God for that word. Amen?
Amen, amen,
amen. Amen, amen. The word of the Lord brings life. Mm. Life to our hearts. And so we so appreciate you, Apostle Leon, and for the message. The message this morning was powerful. Amen? And so listen to that. It will be on our website at godsriver.com. And listen to that. It's also live on Facebook.